Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today are RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program Director Michelle Hull and RSVP's Guthrie County Coordinator Mary Porter.
So what is RSVP?
RSVP Volunteer Program, RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, we are a federal grant program through the Corporation for National Community Service, which has now been rebranded as AmeriCorps. We serve individuals in the communities who want to volunteer in the nonprofit, health proprietors, education, government type entities, such as the city and the county, for helping to meet their needs through volunteer service, through volunteerism. So we have these partnerships with them that we can place the volunteers to work.
And what are some of the things that RSVP does in the communities?
So RSVP is like two sides of the coin. We work one side with the nonprofits and the education that I mentioned, where we help place volunteers to meet needs of the community. But RSVP also is an agency where if a need is out there and it's not being addressed, we may be brought to the table to help determine how that might happen and how we might address that need in serving communities, most especially the elderly within the county. And this is how we began some of our own services that we have, which is a grocery shopping program for the elderly, in-home visitation, phone friend for socially isolated, and then also an adult caregiver respite program. And actually how we got started here in Guthrie County is we had an individual living in Panora who contacted me to see how we might be able to expand those services into Guthrie County. So we did a bit of research and to see what kind of a needs there were in serving them. And so that's how we became involved with Guthrie County. I wrote a grant to expand our programming, and we were fortunate enough to receive that funding.
You know, I'm really excited because we're celebrating 1 year of being in Guthrie County and sharing this free program with the individuals that can use it, whether they be a volunteer or they be a recipient. And, you know, the exciting thing for me is when I see somebody come up to me with a big smile on their face, and having seen them when I signed them up and them being very burdened, for instance, because they're a full-time caregiver. But when I see them this time, they're smiling and radiating and saying, oh, I was never so thankful to see my volunteer walk in, or to have a family member tell me, you know, the 1 hour of peace that I have is when I know my RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program volunteer is visiting with my family member. For that 1 hour, I know nobody's going to bother them. And we're seeing good things. Just after a year, we've got 16 volunteers signed up, and two of those just signed up in this last week. I've got somebody waiting to sign up as a recipient, and it's exciting to see what's happening here, right here in Guthrie County.
So just so you know, you were just visiting with Mary Porter. She is our Guthrie County coordinator. So many of you may know Mary. She's been a lifelong, well, almost a lifelong resident here in Guthrie County. We're very excited to have her on board.
So kind of going back into some of those programs you do, you mentioned the grocery shopping. How do you guys do that?
The grocery shopping program is designed for the elderly and disabled who physically cannot carry the groceries from store to their table in the kitchen or get them put away. They can be out and about doing what they do every day. They just physically cannot do that piece of it. So the grocery shopping program is where a volunteer can shop for them and deliver the groceries to them, and then also provide some extra visitation if they so choose. There is no charge. Everything is in the control of the participant who needs the groceries. No cash is exchanged. We have a system in which gift cards or checks are used, and so there's a lot of checks and balances that we go through. And by the way, with all of these services, we do background check all of our volunteers.
The adult caregiver respite. Talk a little bit more about that, please.
You know, I was Googling the other day, and I came across the fact that 30% of all full-time caregivers will die before the person they're giving full-time care for. And that's basically because they can't get away to go to their doctor's appointments, see family, get a nap, they're not eating well, they're not resting. And so what we do with this program is a volunteer will come in from 2 to 4 hours, and the caregiver gets to leave or go take a nap or go out and walk around the block. We've had some of them do that, and it's a refreshing time for them so that they can be the better caregiver.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the Podcasts tab.